some eye-popping sale prices for land in the state of Iowa. No question about that, record set, including we all saw the $30,000 an acre plus. But what's the real number? Those details coming up on Money Matters. I'm Andy Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Brought to you here by our friends at Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise in financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America.
When there's land you want to buy, you'll find more ways to finance it at Farm Credit Services of America. Along with competitive rates, we offer flexible long-term payment options. Financing may be eligible for cashback dividends, too. Discover the expertise to make financing land easy with the options to make it possible. Terms apply. Call 800-884-FARM or visit fcsamerica.com to get started. Agriculture works here.
Despite some of the headlines in regard to eye-popping sale prices, Fallon Savage with our friends at Farm Credit Services of America, great Money Matters advocate and sponsor here, says that things really haven't changed a whole lot in regard to the accurate land market, which is
starting to stabilize. You're right. It was really hot for a while, but it's really starting to stabilize as we head into the fourth quarter of 2023. Tight supply, though. There's just not a lot out there. And so that's really going to drive, at this point, kind of where we're starting to see values going forward. And interest rates are having a really big impact on buying power.
So will that change anytime soon?
Yeah, we don't necessarily like to prognosticate where interest rates are going to go. You know, there's a lot of you know, conversation out there. The Fed's kind of talking maybe another bump up in interest rates, but we're not necessarily seeing anything extreme probably over the next year. We're probably settling in on where we're at right now.
So her take on the grain and land markets. What about our friends in the livestock industry, which has been pretty brutal, particularly on the pork side in 2023?
Probably in a little bit of an oversupply situation, and we're just seeing some pretty significant losses, you know, through 2023, and unfortunately it's forecasted most likely to tail into 2024. And so most likely to kind of rebalance that demand and supply, we're probably going to need to see some of that supply come off the market.
Hopefully sooner rather than later. I'm Edie Peterson on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.